from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From the Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love Warp Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, everybody. We're happy on a Wednesday morning here on the MRL Show.
Yay, Wednesday!
World Record Week continues here on the MRL Show. Who's going today, Roy, and what are they doing?
Lorraine is up today. She is going to be doing the Carolina Reaper Challenge.
So Ed, who invented the Carolina Reaper from South Carolina, is bringing in the hottest pepper. Mm-hmm. And what he's going to do is make a flight, if you will, of hot sauces. And your world record is you're actually going to set it, Lorraine. Nobody's ever done this before. Nobody's ever completed this flight of hot sauce.
Yeah, well...
And you are the hot sauce expert.
I am, and I've been ordering really hot foods all week to try to prep for it.
Yeah.
I got Sunday night, I went and got pad thai and asked them to make it like super thai hot, and then I brought it home and put more spices in it.
Okay.
I was making my own hot sauce concoctions at home.
And all right, do you feel ready? How do you feel as we head in?
Ready.
By the way, we're going to do this at 7:50 this morning. I'm like a little bit after 7:50.
Okay. No, it was consuming my life yesterday. Like I couldn't stop watching YouTube videos and Googling things.
Oh, you can't do this. It's just going to psych you out.
I know. I just want to know like how bad it could be, you know?
Well, you know, I've seen a couple of videos where they needed breathing apparatus afterwards. So, I think that's the worst it could go.
I mean, I love hot sauces.
Yeah, you do. And I've seen you, things that have caused me physical pain, you plow through. So you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know what I think? I think it's going to be a boring radio bit. I think we're going to do it.
Okay.
Lorraine's going to be like pouring it down her mouth. Ah, this is the best sauce ever. Can I buy two bottles?
No, I do like, though, that it's a flight because then, like, I've got some milestones.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're going to climb the steps.
Yeah. So, like, once I get to two and I'm like, okay, two, I can handle two. I can get to three, you know. Then once I get to three, then I can make the assessment from there.
Hey, Nicole, what happened to that audio? Where did we put that?
Audio from last night. Okay.
Gary, preview page one in blue.
I watched a 12-year-old, though, do the pepper challenge yesterday on YouTube. I mean, he was hurting, but...
I'm trying to find it.
Audio from last night?
Yeah, no? The only thing that's in there is the AMAs folder.
And maybe it's saved different.
Night.
See if it's saved as like a wave or something.
Here it is, for Manny, Carolina. Okay, here. Listen, this is somebody who tried the Carolina Reaper. This is their how they handled it.
Oh my god, 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 oh my god.
Is that a goat?
No, that's a human.
And then the people laughing in the background.
That's going to be us. No, I will say, though, they bit into the pepper.
Yeah.
You're not biting into the pepper.
Yeah.
But don't make it any less of what it is. You are going to...
Yeah. I think it's going to be just as hot as the pepper. I just don't like peppers, which is why I opted for the sauces over eating an actual pepper.
I like where Roy's going with this. I see what he's up to over there.
He's trying to build me up, so I think I can do it.
And
we have a whole hour. We gotta take this. We gotta tame
and
it.
And plus, corporate's in.
Yeah.
When you do the Carolina Reaper sauce, if you handle it, will you then say, "Bringeth on thy pepper"?
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know. Here's the thing. I have a couple things that I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
That my stomach will fall out of my body.
Which is possible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. B, that if I get it on my skin somewhere, it will burn my face.
Mm-hmm.
And my son's birthday party is this weekend, so it's not like I've got 2 weeks to recover.
Yeah.
And
but you have plenty of Dallas's family coming in to help you with the birthday party this weekend.
And three, I'm afraid I'm going to have to tap out. Like, those are my three main concerns today.
No, you'll be fine. Listen to her.
She's just being dramatic.
The goat is my favorite. What noise is that?
Who knows what you make when you take the Carolina Reaper?
I saw a lot of people got hiccups. Okay. when they did something hot.
Okay. Well, we're also blessed on a different level because Ed, the inventor of the actual Carolina Reaper, is going to be in here to administer it. So it's not like we have a bunch of fireworks and no experts to light it off. You know what I mean? Like, we have somebody who knows exactly what to do. He said he's going to bring whatever it is you need to help, you know, flush it out.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. You love hot sauce. And here you go. It's your World Record Week Challenge. Lorraine, 7:50 this morning. She's going to take the Carolina Reaper Challenge. Now, can we talk about my stunt yesterday?
Yeah.
The Lego thing?
So a 10-year-old in Canada did jumping jacks while jumping on Legos. And he was saying the alphabet as well. And he did it in 14 seconds. So I needed to beat 14 seconds. Right. I didn't. I ended up doing it in I tried it three times, and I think the best time I got, you guys said I wasn't even doing a real jumping jack.
You weren't. You were just moving your arms.
Let me tell you how disappointed I am in the MRL Show family, the family that we love, the family who calls us, who comments. Here's some comments underneath the video that Aaron posted yesterday at the MRL Show. If you haven't seen it, go look at me doing the jumping jacks on Legos while doing the alphabet. Would have been way more fun if Manny used the little Legos. They should have been smaller.
They're producing our
pain. When I heard Legos, I thought it would be the little ones. Those really hurt. A for effort, though. Needed smaller Legos. We need a do-over.
A do-over?
I don't have smaller Legos. That's the Lego size I have. I've got a 2-year-old. He'll swallow it.
Yeah, and then, of course, a lot of people are like, this is the highlight of my day. And then someone said, I just spit my drink out. Thank you so much. This is the funniest thing.
Oh, somebody called me out for calling you out. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Then I responded, Roy. All of you saying the little ones would have been better, tell that to my aching feet. That was at 8:45 last night when I was laying, and I'm like, well, my feet are still hurting from those. And to be honest with you, the bigger Legos, there's less chance of me missing one.
Yeah, that's true.
So calm down, producers.
I do. I think it's funny they're producing our bit, though. I love that. If they could do that on the daily, that'd be great.
That's true. What should we do at 7 this morning, you guys? Yeah. Go ahead and comment. Actually, you know what we do need to do at some point between 6:50 and 7:10-ish is get an update, Roy, from you and your friend Parker and the situation with Holly, the girlfriend. We've gotten more people asking about that.
Really?
And I don't want to speak on behalf of you, but I my guess is that if anything big happened, you would have told us.
Yeah.
So... But we'll just mention it around that time when people are listening.
I figured people quit caring like I do.
No, they don't. They keep commenting.
Okay.
So we'll get into that. Plus, we got $500 with Wake Up and Win. last night, Brad Panovich talking about Hurricane Michael, which is coming through. Parts of Southern Union County could see, you know, some of the serious winds and stuff. I just got an alert on my phone that there's now a tropical storm watch for Union County. But Brad was doing this live video talking about Hurricane Michael coming through and the effects that it's going to have around the Carolinas. So I texted Roy and I said, Roy, get on the live with me. Let's goof around.
So I was asleep. And
you were sleeping?
I was asleep. Yeah, it was 9:30. I was already asleep. And I rolled over and I happened to see, you can tell there's a light on.
Yeah.
And so I opened my eyes and Sterling's in Utah. I thought maybe it was him because he went ghost yesterday. And so,
sideswipe.
So I saw it was Manny, and I started laughing. I'm like, this is going to be good. Let me wake up.
I thought you were awake. But anyway, so we log on to Brad Panovich's Facebook Live.
It was nonsense, Lorraine.
A lot of MRL Show fans on there, too.
Everyone was excited that we were commenting, you know. But, anything.
Is Brad still talking to us at this point?
I don't know.
I don't think he reads the comments. He just does his broadcast.
Because whatever Brad would say, if he was we're going to get wind gust up to 40 miles per hour, Manny would be like, so what's the wind gust going to get up to?
So that was me typing away on my phone.
By the way, my mom and my brother and the two dogs are driving up right now.
Well, that storm's moving fast. They got to be going faster than 60 miles an hour. They're going to be in it all the whole time.
I told them it's Twister. They're racing the storm.
Well, Brad says pretty much for the Charlotte metro area, you can expect some high winds. But other than that, the rain that we're getting right now isn't from the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be rainy tonight through tomorrow, but it's such a fast-moving system that it's going to be out of here just in time for Cash's birthday party.
Yeah, and it's going to be cool afterwards.
Oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. We can wear fall clothes to Cash's party.
Yep.
Right. I won't be there. I apologize.
Oh, you're going to miss one heck of a party.
I know. I'll be in Winston-Salem for the Billy Joel concert, but I can't get a dang hotel.
Oh.
I'm so stressed out about
that. Is it Friday night or Saturday night?
It's Saturday.
Oh.
And I'm so stressed out. I can't stay anywhere.
Cool. Can I use your apartment?
Yeah. Lorraine needs room.
I guess so. Well, I have to drive back Saturday.
No.
Yeah. If I had a hotel, yeah, you could use it all weekend.
Mm. I'm going to play my favorite Billy Joel song.
You're a Billy Joel fan?
Yeah.
By the way, it should be interesting because, like, I think, you know, it's good. I think me and Sterling are going to be in a sea of old people. Like, I think, like, we're going to be the youngest, and we're gay. So we're not the normal clientele for Billy Joel, you know.
Doesn't seem to be where. Oh, let's see. Hold on.
Scenes from an
Italian restaurant. Do you know that one?
No.
I don't think I do either.
You would know it when you hear it.
One, you can't spell worth crap. You called him Bilty Joel.
Well, I'm trying to type
it's
fast
his fat
here.
It's fingers.
let me help you. You don't know how to type.
We didn't start the fires pretty good, too, by the way.
Yeah, that is a good.
I like Angel Eyes, but it's slow. Don't play it.
I had it. Dang it.
What do you mean you had
the song that I want? Yeah, we got to go to break now.
No, but he's here, there, right there, buddy.
Yeah, you know this one.
Do I?
A bottle of red.
I don't think I know this.
A bottle of white.
Yeah, scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Huh.
A bottle of white. Ah, a bottle of white first.
Huh.
A bottle of red. But he starts ripping, dude.
Oh. Blue jeans. There's some sax in there.
It's 7 minutes long. This is a good cooking song if you're like messing around in the kitchen and you need to kill 7 minutes.
Mixing spaghetti.
All right, well, have fun at the Billy Joel concert. We'll be eating and enjoying Cash's birthday party on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, $500, wake up and win comes your way. I would say if you played for like later in the sixth, you're in good shape. And we also are going to get you on the MRL Show Haunted Bus Tour.
Yep, that's where we're going to be going, to the 13th Acre in Monroe and 901 Nightmare in Rock Hill. But the best part about it is you get to skip the line. You get VIP treatment.
There you go. Why trick-or-treaters over 12 years old could face jail time in a certain Virginia city. We'll discuss it in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
This town called Chesapeake in Virginia, Roy.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Says they're putting out a big warning.
Okay.
They say if you are over 12 years old and you trick or treat, you could potentially face jail time.
Why?
The city code puts strict limits on trick or treating, including making it a misdemeanor for anyone over the age of 12 to do costumes and go door to door for candy. The code lists the penalty for overage trick-or-treating as fines up to $25 to $100 or up to 6 months in jail. It also bans trick-or-treating after 8 p.m.
I mean,
with potential of fines up to $100 and 30 days in jail if you ring the bell after 10 p.m. or 8 p.m.
This city sounds awful.
Yeah, it does sound awful.
It's like the no fun town.
The city of Newport News. That's Virginia, too?
Yeah, it's right around. It's all on the coast.
Okay. They also restrict trick-or-treating to children 12 and under and adds that, quote, no accompanying parent or guardian shall wear a mask of any type.
Wait, the parents can't wear masks?
Well, they cannot.
Not fun.
Can I paint my face?
Nope. You want to go to jail?
Really?
You're pushing the limit.
Is 12 the age that you stop trick? Like, I know that's what the law says, but, like,
we trick-or-treated up until we were, like, 16.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, I hated dressing up to begin with, so I stopped at, like, 7. I just, like, paid someone to go do it for me. Took half their candy. I don't know, man. Like maybe 10?
10's the age to stop?
Maybe. I'm just guessing. I'm trying to think of the kids in my neighborhood. Like, there's an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old that does it, a 10-year-old female.
I'm thinking
the guys just hang out and throw the football and like to hand out the candy
really?
At some point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like the moment you get invited to parties instead of trick-or-treating, which me, I think it was like 14, 15 when I started high school.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I didn't care much about it. But now our neighborhood throws a little party in the cul-de-sac, and it's a Wednesday night. Next year's a Thursday night, but in 2 years from now, it's a Friday night, y'all. We're getting down in the COVID.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
By the way, children under 12 not admitted to listen to the Dirty on the 30, right, Lauren? Face jail time?
Sure, yeah.
We have no rules. In fact, half the people that listen to the show let their kids listen to, like, War of the Roses
and
stuff.
I'm like, it's kind of adult-leaning. All right, so the American Music Awards were last night, and it was a big night for Taylor Swift. She opened the show, and she took home 4 trophies, whoa, including Artist of the Year and Tour of the Year. She is now, I think, the most AMA-decorated artist ever with 23.
She was a good opener.
That was Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Never heard that song.
You know, you have. It's on the Reputation album. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think she sounded fantastic. She definitely sounded live, but then her lips weren't like matching up with a thing. And I was like, did she pre-record like a raw audio and then she's lip syncing over that? Like, I wasn't sure.
It could have been delay with the cameras.
Maybe.
And
yeah.
Lorena, you know? I was thinking the same thing on a couple of other performances and I was like, you know what? Who cares? It's just, it's meant for TV.
And you know what? I remember I had just gone to the Chainsmokers concert last year and I was like all about the Chainsmokers and then they had performed live at a show and I was like, they're awful. That was terrible, but it's just one of those things. Like,
so you're saying they're awful live?
No. I saw them live, and it was amazing.
Ah, gotcha.
But then I
heard
saw
they are
them
pretty
up-
bad live.
You did?
Yeah.
No, their concert was amazing.
Oh,
but
good.
Then I saw them at the award show, and I was like, wait, did we see the same thing? But I think it's just, you know, they can't.
You never know.
Okay, all right.
They can't go in between every single artist and tweak everything.
I know. Right.
So, you know, that's why it sounds different. Anyway, Camila Cabello was also a big winner of the night. Cardi B took home some trophies, and
here's a little of Camila. Loving you.
And she's on tour with Taylor right now. She skipped like that flashy, dazzly thing and just kind of let her voice speak for her, you know, itself. Taylor had like a huge set and everything and dancers, and she was performing the whole time. Panic at the Disco, they did pay tribute to Queen. Did you guys see that?
No. Huh.
Is that on there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got it. Mamma mia, mamma mia.
That note.
I can't wait for that movie, but I think that's going to be one I pay to go to the theaters for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why fans are concerned about Ariana and Pete Davidson's relationship.
Oh, okay. Coming up in just about 8 minutes from now, wait till you hear who one bus driver let drive the bus.
Oh, it's so bad. I've seen the video.
And it's not a human. A mom let a toddler use the restroom on an airplane, but the problem is the toddler wasn't actually in the restroom. You ready for 2 crazy stories from around the world?
Yeah.
We'll get to it. Don't go anywhere. Less than 10 minutes. We love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Look up and win 5 hundos. You never know when we're going to be calling out your name. When we do, call us in 15 minutes, claim your 500. If you haven't submitted your name into us, you got to do that with Wake Up and Win on the KISS 95.1 app or online at kiss95.1.com.
It's amazing how many people around the Carolinas have won. And that's the cool thing is this contest, somebody here in the Carolinas, like yesterday, a teacher in Huntersville won.
Yeah.
Which we were super happy for. In fact, everybody that's won, we've been super excited about. And like Roy said, go ahead and put your name in. So a couple things going on around the world. These stories are crazy. A mom let a toddler use the restroom on a plane, which isn't that big of a deal, except that is kind of a pain in the butt. Loren, you fly with Cash. If Cash needs to use the bathroom,
right,
or you got to take him to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Except this woman, this unidentified mother, was photographed. crouching down as her child used the potty, not in the restroom, just in the aisle of the airplane. Right in the middle.
What were they going into? Just on the floor?
They were going into... Oh, what were they going into?
Yeah, like a cup on the floor, a diaper. What are we talking here?
It doesn't say what the child was going into. What it does say is one of the flight attendants asked the mom to then use the vacant toilet, by the way. It wasn't like somebody was in there and this was an emergency. To which the person responded, I don't give a S.
Ooh.
Unnecessarily mean.
She had a rough flight before that, clearly. Yeah. That kid was out of control.
Well, a lot of people...
What she really needs is a drink. You know what? Bring her a Jack and Coke.
A lot of people shamed, obviously, the mom for doing such a disgusting thing. But then other people came to her defense after the photo went viral. And a lot of people said, hey, when you're a mom and you have to do what you have to do...
You've got
to
get creative sometimes.
Don't say it unless you've had a deal with it.
You've been there, yep.
She's a great mom and you understand this act when you practice motherhood, somebody commented.
I don't think I understand the act.
I don't get it either. I mean, if the toilet was vacant, I can see if somebody was in there. But if the toilet's vacant, use the restroom. Don't use the aisle.
I get it. We just don't know the circumstances. Like, there's not enough, honest to God, there's not enough detail in this story for me to judge this woman. Like, I know I've been in some situations with cash where I'm like, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do right now.
And by the way, we're talking about a toddler. We're not talking about
a 6-year-old
or a newborn.
Right. Well, they would be in a diaper.
Right.
Right.
So it's listen, if you're going to change the baby's diaper on the aisle, I could see it doing that quickly if you had to, you know, if the kid was freaking out. So that was one story. The other story that is crazy is a man in India let someone else, a bus driver in India, let someone else take the wheel of the bus. And it's not a child. It's not a human being. It was a monkey. The animal-loving bus driver in India has been put on leave, though, after he was caught red-handed.
What?
Video showed the man sitting on top of the monkey sitting on top of the steering wheel for a few minutes, appearing to take control as the driver changed gears.
That's the authentic Indian experience.
Listen, I lived in India for like 4 months, and there's not like. It depends on where you are in India that, like, there's roaming monkeys.
Yeah
because,
like, Agra has them, and Delhi, probably right outside. But, like, Mumbai does not have monkeys just running around.
Well, when Nicole went to India, she did that video.
She didn't go to India.
Yeah.
Where'd she go?
She went to the Philippines.
In Thailand.
Or Thailand. Oh. That's where she went.
Oh, is that not in India? I don't know where anything is. I thought she went to India. There was an island of monkeys.
Right. And if you ask me, I've seen I've seen traffic cams in India, and it's crazy. And, like, to be honest with you,
it's a free for all.
I'd much rather have the monkey driving because I feel like the monkey's instincts are probably better than the humans.
That probably is true.
Anyway, the bus driver has been charged. One of the officials from the bus company said, listen, we know that he's an animal lover, but he shouldn't have allowed the monkey to actually take the steering wheel of the bus while he was driving it. The monkey came onto the bus with a passenger. No one appeared to be injured. No one also complained about the animal driving. In fact, in the video, you can hear some laughs, and we just put the video up at the MRL show.
It kind of looks like that. I mean, the bus driver's sitting in the seat. It's not like he doesn't have control. Yeah. If something happened, he could...
You're right. It almost looks like the bus driver has his hand on the wheel the whole time,
too. On the right side, too, yeah.
So.
Well, that's like when I went down to New Orleans, and we went gator hunting.
Mm.
And the guy promised, he goes, because it was like wintertime when it's not really gator season, he's like, listen, I promise you, we will be getting a gator today. And I was like, that's a pretty bold thing. And towards the end, when we didn't see any gators, he whips out an alligator that was hiding in the back.
Whoa.
That he had, like, in a closet. Yeah.
Wow.
He's like, I told you, you guys be getting a gator today.
Where were you?
Oh, we were on the Louisiana Bayou.
Where
on
are
a
you
boat.
From, boy, where you don't know gator?
Still to come.
No idea that the gator was there the whole time.
No,
but he also didn't let the gator drive the airboat through the bayou.
But that's the Louisiana experience. Like, if I'm in India, monkey driving a bus, okay.
This here gator, her name's Allie. Now, Allie is super, super good driver. So hold on a second. I'm going to let Allie take the wheel. Y'all okay with that? Roy's like, what?
Yeah!
Allie just crashes into her. No. Hey, speaking of crashing, did you hear this story? It's another one that has gone viral that we got to talk about. A man faked his own death to do this for his girlfriend. We'll tell you about it. You got to hear it. 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Give us 20 seconds here. We're going to tell you why a man faked his death to prove his love to his girl. Roy's got that story. But we want to remind everyone to not go anywhere. This is a full listen-to show. So much happening. In an hour from now at 7:50, we're going to hear from two people. Danny, who reunited with his dad after he came out, and his dad kind of like shunned him when he came out of the closet. They had dinner together. We're going to find out how that went. And Jenny texted her ex-boyfriend's brother to ask for a date. We got two updates for you at 7:50. Then, Loren, it's happening.
I know. It's all about my world record. For World Record Week.
It is World Record Week here on the MRL Show, and Loren is going to take the Carolina Reaper Challenge. The hottest pepper on the planet will be in front of Loren, and she's going to do the challenge with the inventor Ed in the studio, and that's happening coming up. Don't go anywhere. Like we said, it's a full listen to show today, and if you miss anything, the podcast is up at kiss951.com.
You know, this story is so bizarre. You're going to have to follow very closely because I can't even imagine how anyone was able to pull this off. Man fakes his own death for a marriage proposal. This guy named Jeffrey. He put a lot of thought into this proposal. He got the local police involved as well. It was a clip that viral. You can see Jeffrey laying face down on the street in the Philippines. Police redirecting traffic around the scene of an apparently fatal motorcycle accident. His girlfriend arrives on a moped. She immediately starts screaming because, of course, she sees her, you know, boyfriend laying next to the motorcycle. Police rush to restrain her. Officer asks the grieving woman if she knows the victim. A third police officer churns Jeffrey's body and starts showing signs of life.
Ah.
It's a whole thing.
I think I've seen this.
A whole production.
His sobbing girlfriend even has a chance to figure out what's going on. Jeffrey pulls out a small box out of his pocket, gets up on one knee, and asks her to marry him.
Is this all in video? Because I feel like I've seen this video.
Yes, it is. It's gone viral. Yeah. The girlfriend throws herself in the arms of a police officer who is comforting her and starts crying.
But, so is she screaming mad at this point and punch the guy out and say, no, I'm not accepting a proposal, Loren?
I would have. I'd have been like, this is what you think is an acceptable proposal?
I mean, we talked about this in my proposal last week.
Yeah.
Tears of joy. Tears of joy. She then lets him put the engagement ring on her finger and the crowd starts cheering. But she never stops crying. Like, what?
I would kill him. I'd be like, I'm glad you're alive because I'm going to kill you myself.
Yeah. Hey, officers, do you mind turning around for like 20 seconds while I kill my boyfriend for doing this to me?
She thought he was dead and then...
What if it went the other way? What if she was dead and she thought he was dead and she like immediately calls her boyfriend, the other guy inside? Operation...
Not her real boyfriend.
It's on.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, my God. So, yes, Loren, you would be mad if somebody did that. And, Roy, were they real cops?
Yes. He got real police officers.
And they don't get in trouble for this?
Well, we're in the Philippines, so who knows what the heck's going on.
That's true.
I mean, they might have their own.
So, in the Philippines, there's a law. If the cops aren't busy, they will help you with a prank. It's a law.
They'll fake a fatal car accident and jam up traffic for you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, this is actually pretty interesting. We do something called the Wrap Party Podcast. Maybe you've heard about it. It's where we wrap up the week's worth of shows each week. We put it up on our Kiss95.1 app on Friday, and you can hear like a little more in-depth, unedited version of the MRL shows. We talk about different things that happen. And one of the things we talked about last week, and I'll go pull the clip right now because it's so relevant to this story, was my proposal and how I proposed to Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Which was in a graveyard.
Okay, yes. In front of her dad's cemetery plot after her dad passed away. I'd never met him, so I proposed there thinking it was sweet. But you guys went nuts on the rap party.
But it wasn't because of where you proposed. It was because you asked Amanda's mom how you should propose. She told you that was a bad idea, and you proceeded with it anyway.
Okay, I'll let everyone hear the audio for themselves. We'll play a clip of the rap party, but this is a great segue, Loren. Way to go. Just after 7, we want to find out why you have a beef with your mother-in-law.
Because I imagine your mother-in-law must still have an issue with you.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll play a clip of the pod. She doesn't act like it, Roy. But we'll play a clip of the Rap Party podcast, and then you guys can hear it, and then we want to take your stories, too.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
It is so flippin' simple to get $500. Just go on the Kiss 95.1 app or online at kiss95.1.com. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. And wait for us to call your name.
All right. Well, we're trying to give $500 away to Gina Willicks of Kannapolis. Gina Willicks, you are officially on the clock in Wake Up and Win.
704-570-9595. 15 minutes. What's the name one more time?
Gina Willicks.
704-570-9595. $500 could be yours here on Kiss 95.1. I am better now.
Cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we are looking for who, Loren?
Gina Willicks of Kannapolis.
Is it Gina or Jenna? See, that's the thing.
Or
what do you have?
Or is it Gianna?
I have Gina.
Okay.
Who's this?
Hi, can you identify yourself?
Yes, this is Gina.
Okay, so we got that right.
Okay, what's your last name?
Willicks.
All right. And where are you calling from?
Kannapolis.
Well, there it is. It all checks out. You just got $500.
I am so excited. This is awesome. I can't believe I'm on radio. My daughter's going to freak out. She just got out of the car and she's not hearing me. She's going to lose her mind when she hears what we want.
Well, and let me tell you something. We got the MRL On Demand podcast, so you can go home and play this back for her so she can hear the fact that her mama just won $500. What are you going to do with the money?
Something fun. I'm not sure what, but something fun.
Awesome.
You and your daughter discuss it. I bet you'd include some sort of a shopping spree.
Fairly certain that will be the case.
Yeah. All right, Gina. Well, thanks so much for waking up and listening to the MRL show. It was real easy to sign up, too, wasn't it?
It was. So awesome. You guys are great. We listen to you every morning.
Aww,
so
thank
awesome.
You.
We love y'all.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Gina. Hold on a second. We'll get you that money. And thanks for being part of the MRL show today. We're going to do Ariana Grande, and we're going to come back, and we're going to play that audio from the Rap Party podcast where Roy and Loren say, I did my mother-in-law wrong.
You did.
All right, we'll get to it in 3 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, the Rap Party podcast, if you haven't heard of it, you got to go check it out. We said it just a little while ago. It's where the three of us, the MRL show, sits down with producer Nicole. We talk about things that happen each week on the show. We go in a little deeper on the conversation.
Sometimes we don't, we get nervous about sharing too much on the air. And so it all kind of falls out on the Rap Party.
And we don't have, and quite honestly, we have like, you know, 15 to 20 minutes to talk about each thing on the Rap Party. We don't have that kind of time here on the radio.
Sure.
So one of the things that came up last week was the fact that I proposed to my wife, Amanda, at a cemetery in front of her dad's cemetery plot because he had passed away. I'd never met him.
And regardless if that's creepy or cute, the bigger issue lies with the getting the blessing.
I asked her mom which way I should propose, A, at the cemetery, or B, in a different way. And she told me not, she didn't think it was a great idea to do it at the cemetery, but I did it anyway. And here's a little bit of the conversation from the Rap Party that you can hear. She said, I wish you listened to my mom because I asked her mom if I should do that, and her mom said no.
I will say I think that's pretty rude that you asked her mom and then didn't listen to what she had to say.
I'm glad you said that, Loren. Roy, this is my sticking point. Like, I told her, I asked her mom for advice. That doesn't mean I have to follow through with what her mom said. Am I right?
Well, here's the thing. The whole point in asking if you can, like, going to the parents and saying, like, hey, I want to marry your daughter. I want your blessing. It's a sign of respect. So in return, you just backhanded her and said that you don't respect her by not listening to what she said.
Okay, that's the clip. There's lots more. Rap Party Podcast. It's a KS95.1 app.
And option B was even worse.
We'll get to that. But let me clear up one thing. When I asked Amanda's mom if I could marry Amanda, it wasn't until months later. I didn't have the idea of what I was going to do then. So it wasn't like I said, hey, can I marry? Is it okay if I marry your daughter? I'm asking your blessing. And then I said, okay, now here's my two options. This was months later.
It doesn't matter. That would be like you asking her for her blessing, her saying no, and then you going about it anyway.
Here's what we need to hear from you guys. What's your beef with your mother-in-law? 704-570-9595. Because Loren and Roy feel like the beef with my mother-in-law and that she still holds a grudge. And I don't know if she does. I feel like we have a great relationship.
I hope she does. She told you no, and you're like, before you even married into the family, you're like, eh, screw you.
No, I didn't say screw you. I asked her advice.
But that's what you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did in so many words.
I asked her advice, and she said, try this. And I said, okay, I appreciate your advice, but I'm going to go the other way.
And you shouldn't have asked for her advice in the first place.
Well, that's true. And then you guys, once you heard what option B was, which I'm not going to say it here, I'm going to make you guys go listen to the podcast.
It was the worst. I'm glad you did it at a graveyard.
It wasn't that bad. I think people have probably done that before. It included my dog.
Yeah, but it wasn't your dog with her.
It was dog that you got with another. Let's not get. I wanted people to hear it on the podcast.
704-570-9595. If you want to comment on my situation or you want to tell us what your beef is with your mother-in-law, we'd love to hear it because we know that's a common thing.
And she's never brought it up that you've done it, did it the way she didn't like it. Like she's never like when her like later after the proposal, she never was like, hey, I told you not to do that.
I think if I asked her, she might say that, but I haven't asked her. We haven't talked about it, you know? And I still, and then my argument still is, well, you know, I thought it was a sweet thing to do with your husband, you know? I wanted to include him.
No.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think there's some tension in there that you don't know about.
Yeah.
I think that for years after, she was probably fuming that you...
You know how Manny thinks he's got, like, such a great relationship with everyone? And then people read things wrong with Manny.
It happens here all the time in the building. He thinks he's so tight with everyone here. Meanwhile, they hate him or something. And he has no clue.
But that might be the case with your mother-in-law. I'm not saying that she hates you, Manny, but you may think you have a better relationship with her than you actually do.
Mm. Amanda's listening.
What does she think about it?
You want to talk to her? She said... She wants to come on.
Well, come on to the app, please. I want to hear what she has to say.
Hold on, let me call her.
Besides, everyone's too afraid to call in and talk about the beef with the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
They're like, nope, not falling for that trap.
You can text us, too, to that number.
I ain't calling in.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hi.
He's getting out of the car. Hold on.
Oh.
All right, be careful. Wait, you hop down and I'll get your bag.
Oh, man, what terrible timing.
Terrible timing.
Yeah.
Bye, buddy. I love you.
Love you, Dean. Have a good day at school.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So, does your mom have issues with Manny?
Well, this isn't the only time this has ever happened.
That's a shocker.
She tends to give him ideas for, like, gifts or special things to do, and he tends to never follow her advice. And her whole point is, like, I know my daughter well. I know what will make her happy. And why he won't follow her advice is we just don't understand it. You know, she's not mad, I don't think. I think she just thinks, hey, man, I'm trying to score you some points here, and you're not
picking up what I'm putting down.
Why do you not listen to the advice of your mother-in-law, Manny? What's going on?
It's because it's advice. Don't you guys know that advice isn't telling you, like, hey, this is what you should do? You take advice and you do A or B with it.
But don't you think the mother-in-law would know her daughter?
Yeah, but don't you think I should find out for myself sometimes?
But that means you're going to be constantly in trouble.
So my mother-in-law,
who
I love, by the way.
Hey, it's been 10 years. Just take the advice of the mom. Because I can tell you now, you're failing. smiling on the other part.
But your mother loves me. I mean, we have a great relationship. In fact, she's going to be here next week.
She accepted you because her daughter married you. Let's not make any mistake about this.
Amanda, is that true?
I mean, I think she just doesn't understand why you won't take her advice. And you take advice from your brother and your dad, but, like, you don't. I think you don't think that she's.
She would love you more.
That's not true.
He did her advice.
Correct advice. She thinks that you're not giving good advice, and she doesn't understand why you don't think that.
That's interesting.
You know? All right.
There's something deeper here. It's like therapy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
I agree with her.
Kay is here next week. Maybe I'll bring her into the studio.
I think we need to hash this out.
She doesn't have time for that. She's busy. All right. I love you, babe. Thanks for calling, and tell your mom I love her, too.
Why don't you tell her mom that you love her?
I do. I hug her when I see her, and I say goodbye to her. I hug her. Hey, there's a lot of times when Amanda gets on me, and her mom is like, Amanda, it wasn't his fault. You know, give him a break.
I tell you, there's something so much deeper here. I know it.
We got to get to a, look at the time. We got to get to a Roy Senseless survey. A brand new Roy Senseless survey is coming up.
Where someone threatens to call the cops on me.
It's happening in 5 minutes. Good, Roy. Good for you.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Yes, is this Melissa Brown?
Yes, this is she. Who's this?
I'm Melissa. Mr. Brown, you're on a recorded line with the U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got your information here. And we have to wrap up a couple questions. I see you're a new resident here in Charlotte, and we got to get your paperwork in, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't really, like, sign anything or send anything to the Census Bureau when I moved.
You probably had something mailed to you, and you didn't fill out all the information, or we didn't get a response, which is why I'm having to do this phone call. Do you have any in-laws?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any outlaws?
What is that? What is that supposed to mean?
Do you go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
I'm sorry.
Do you have a brother from another mother?
That's not. What is this? This is not the Census Bureau.
Can you spell YMCA? Come on, keep up with me.
Okay, I don't know how you got this number, but this is not funny.
It's not funny. Can you spell dyslexia backwards?
Can you give me your name again and what number I can reach a supervisor? This doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to write an insubordinate on your file, which is not.
You're with the Census Bureau?
Yes, then I'm going to write insubordinate in your file.
You can't claim to be a government official because that's illegal.
Can you spell insubordinate for me? Because that's what you are right now.
I will not spell insubordinate for you. I'm sorry. Can you please? I'm gonna call the police because you
don't
really
call
can't
the
be
police. This is a part of the process
government.
Of moving
no,
to the Queen City.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Do you want to be a resident here?
Got my number.
Do you know Victoria's Secret?
You're clearly not with the Census Bureau. You don't have my name and my number and might know where I live.
Do you know what to expect when expecting?
Oh, my gosh.
And also,
what was that?
During firework shows, do you say, ooh, ah, or cool? 4th of July is going to be...
What's wrong with you?
A big day.
How did you get my number? This is...
What's the difference between partly sunny and partly cloudy?
Do you know what? I actually don't.
Have you ever had a fight for your right to party?
Come on. I love when she's like saying, like, doesn't want to answer, but you keep asking the questions, keep firing them off just to get through your list. That's awesome.
So angry.
There's a bunch of Roy's random surveys you can hear on our MRL show podcast. Just get the Kiss 95.1 app. You know that by now. Lorraine, we ran out of time with the with this awesome senseless survey. So we'll just do the dirty at 8:30. You can update us on the AMAs and all that stuff.
Okay.
You getting nervous because we're about 30 minutes away from the Carolina Reaper being here.
Yeah, what happens if, like, my mouth is on fire and I can't speak for the 8:30 dirty?
That's fine. We'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Okay.
All right, let's put Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. She's got 23 wins. Call now. Take her down before her mouth disintegrates because of the hot sauce.
Could be the last time ever.
The last broadcast.
It could be the last one ever to play.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus, City Comedy Tour.
On Kiss 95.1.
All right, who's playing Can't Beat Lorenz today?
For the last time ever.
Before my mouth falls off. Angie.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Thank you.
You could be the last person ever to play Can't Beat Lorenz.
What?
Yep, Lorenz going to try the Carolina Reaper. Coming in here in just a little bit is Ed, the guy who invented it. It's World Record Week.
Nice.
So she's afraid her mouth is going to fall apart after this. So,
all right. Well,
throw her out.
With that.
Lorenz,
get out.
All right, I'm going.
Lorenz is leaving the studio. You can watch her leave the studio. It's like a TV show, y'all. If you go to the Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate, you can see that she slammed the door. She's out of the studio. Eating a cold breakfast sandwich where she cannot hear these questions.
Oh, she's nervous for this thing too, Angie.
Nervous.
So good luck to you. Maybe we can get her. She's a little distracted. Here we go. Question one. Artist of the Year nominee T-Swift opened up the AMAs with a song from her latest album, which is also the name of her tour that just wrapped up. What is the name of that album and tour?
Oh, my.
Taylor Swift's.
Hose Pipe.
Hose Pipe?
I don't know.
All right. Hose Pipe is a funny guess. It's not right. This is Us star Mandy Moore opened up about her failed marriage with Ryan Adams. What network can we watch This Is Us on?
CBS.
Okay, question three. Cardi Rock rocked the AMAs, which was her first award show since giving birth to her daughter. What's her daughter's name?
Oh, my God. I don't know any of these.
Well, give her a hint for this one. She can't get an egg.
I don't even know how to hint this one.
Call.
Yeah, it's hard to give a hint.
It is. Cardi B's daughter's name. It begins with call.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Question four. People are still in awe of Panthers kicker Graham Gano making a 63-yard field goal to win the game on Sunday. Now, his quarterback Cam Newton helped set him up for that field goal. What number does Cam Newton wear?
One.
There we go. We got one.
Hold on. Pregnant. Lauren was coming in. Pregnant Carrie Underwood gave an emotional performance at last night's AMAs. True or false, this singer gained stardom after winning American Idol. Carrie Underwood.
True.
Okay. Come on.
There we go.
We were worried about you, Lauren, but we had to push Angie along.
Really? How many did she get right?
Two.
Okay. Jeez. Okay.
Here we go.
Listen, I don't even know if I can focus on this because in the hallway, all I heard was Nicole say, "Oh, wow. Seriously?" I'm like, not good words for me to hear.
No. Okay. Everyone in our staff, be cool, okay?
All right, here we go, Lauren. All you got to do is beat two.
Okay.
Artist of the Year nominee Taylor Swift opened up the AMAs with a song from her latest album, which is also the name of her tour. What is that?
Reputation.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Angie said hose pipe. One to zero. That was a guess.
Hose pipe.
Question two. This Is Us star Mandy Moore opened up about her failed marriage with Ryan Adams. What network can we watch that show on? This Is Us.
NBC.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Angie said CBS. 2-0.
Cardi B rocked the AMAs, which was her first award show since the birth of her daughter. What's her daughter's name?
Culture.
Yeah.
That trying is to hint correct. That to Angie. Yeah, we were like Cole, trying to give her a hint.
What is it?
Culture.
But it's spelled with a K.
Okay.
3-0.
She didn't seem impressed with that name.
People are still in awe of Graham Gano's 63-yard field goal kick to win the game on Sunday for the Carolina Panthers. Now, Cam Newton helped set that field goal up by driving the ball down the field. What number is Cam?
1.
That is correct. It's 4-1.
She got that one.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to ask me what Graham Gano's number is. I don't know, off the top of my head.
All right. Where's number 9, I believe? Okay. Carrie Underwood gave an emotional performance at last night's AMA. True or false, this singer gained stardom after winning American Idol.
True.
Ooh, the rent. That is correct. Final score, 5-2.
All right, not bad, Angie. The tough questions, if you don't know them, you're...
I know. You should have had some Kardashian questions.
There you go, Angie.
Well, the AMAs were last night, so producer Nicole went heavy there today.
Yeah.
All right, Angie, you know what I want to hear.
Yeah, I'm Angie, and I cannot beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Angie.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, see ya, Angie. And you and everyone else, make sure you're here just after 8 to hear Lauren take on that Carolina Reaper, the hottest pepper on the planet. Congratulations to Gina. She won $500 with Wake Up and Win. Your next shot to win $500 comes tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Still to come on the show, Lauren. World Record Week continues with her challenge. She's going to do a flight of Carolina Reaper peppers. It's never been done before, and she's really nervous about it.
It will be filmed and broadcasted live on the Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. If you want to watch this unfold, thanks to Uptown Cheapskate, you can go and watch this on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page on Facebook Live.
So while we're waiting for everything to get set up with Loren's world record stunt, we want to check in with Danny and Jenny, Roy and Loren, who joined us on Monday when we were doing a little segment called What Are You Taking a Chance on Today? And Danny said he's taking a chance by trying to get back in touch with his father after they fell out 5 years ago.
Yeah, he came out of the closet and the relationship with the dad went downhill.
And now he's visiting North Carolina again, and Danny went to go see his dad at his brother's house. So we'll see how that went. Also on hold is Jenny, who reached out to her ex-boyfriend's brother.
Yeah.
She was attracted to him and tried to get a date. Are you guys ready for updates?
Let's do it. A lot of chances. I want to know how they turned out. All right, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome back to the MRO Morning Show. So
Thank you. Tell us,
we've all been waiting. How did the dinner go?
I could not have asked for a better outcome. I mean, I had all these, dreads and these fears, and I show up, and I couldn't even get two words out, and my dad just started crying, and he hugged me, and he whispered in my ear that he loved me.
Aww.
I was dreading it, and he knew that he knew that he had messed up, and he wanted me to know that he loved me.
It's so cool because that's all right, Dan. Have at it, because I feel like your dad, Roy's dad, and so many other dads out there just were kind of thinking one way in life, and then all of a sudden, you awesome kids come out and do your thing, and
yeah,
you did it.
I'm glad that I did it, because I've missed him so much. And, it was obvious that he's missed me too. And I'm glad that we had that chance. And now we can have that relationship. And, it's such an amazing thing. And thank you guys for being there.
We're always here, buddy.
Of course,
and we're glad to hear that turned out well. And, now you got many, many more years of, rekindling that relationship with your dad.
Yeah.
All right, Dan. Well, good luck. Thanks for listening. We're glad you checked back in.
Thanks so much, of course.
All right, Jenny, welcome back to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Producer Nicole says you're embarrassed. You don't want to do this. What happened?
Okay, well, can I tell you guys what I texted him?
Yeah. Give us how it went down.
I did take the chance, and I said, saw you the other day. I couldn't help but notice how much we clicked. Would you like to maybe, go for a drink, LOL, and then I did like a winky face and sent it.
Okay,
right, that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, and then I felt sick. And then he wrote back, oh my God, are you serious? I would never do that to my brother.
Oh.
And he's like, I think you're an amazing person, but also I'm in a happy relationship. So,
now you know.
You took a chance, and that's what it was all about on Monday, was going out there on the ledge and taking a chance. Now you can move on. Seriously.
That's true.
I mean, he did say it was amazing, which helped, right? I mean, it helped that all the listeners heard Jenny is amazing. Maybe someone will ask you guys for my number.
Oh, really? Is that what you want to do? Jenny?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
The dating apps don't work? Are you on Tinder?
Of course.
And what was your last Tinder date? Because, by the way, it's also Worst Date Wednesday. We could double up with you.
That is true.
Oh. My last Tinder date, the guy was trying to sell me life insurance. So.
Good times. He was
that
really
is awful.
When he's using it for work reasons.
Yeah, networking.
Oh, my gosh.
Not a terrible idea.
All right.
Well, Jim. I told him I was having the flu lately, and then he's like, you never know. And he was trying to sell me life insurance.
All right, Jenny. Well, sorry that it didn't work out with your ex's brother, but I'm sure you'll find someone.
You're right. It's good that I did. I took a chance.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jenny, for coming back.
Oh, I need to do it. Okay, thanks. Still to come.
All right, so Lorraine is not in the studio, which is really important because I want to try to explain what's about to happen. To break a world record, Lorraine is going to be taking the Carolina Reaper Challenge. I don't think it's ever been done, to be honest. I think she's setting the record, and it's surely never been done on the radio. And y'all, I don't know if you know anything about the Carolina Reaper, but it's really, really hot. Like, people wear gloves just to handle it. It will be unfolding live on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. We're going to see if Lorraine can handle the Carolina Reaper Challenge coming up in 5 minutes.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It is World Record Week here on the MRL Morning Show, setting world records. This one's going to be on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate, you will see a camera angle of a bunch of different sauces, including one of them is the Carolina Reaper Challenge.
And the inventor himself is
they're all Carolina
here?
Reapers?
They all have Reaper in them.
They're just different levels of Reapers.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Smoking. Listen to this. His name is Smoking Ed Curry is the inventor of the Reaper, and he's in the studio. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you for having me.
No problem, dude. Thanks for coming in.
Ed said setting some of these up, and Ed has a heavy hand.
It's a heavy pour on
those
spoons.
Yeah, these are heavy pours. Yes,
for those people, Ed, that might not know, give us a little bit of history of the Carolina Reaper and what makes it the, is it the hottest pepper? You've won the contest where it's the hottest pepper in the world?
Yes, we've actually gotten the Guinness World Record for it twice now.
Wow.
The second time was back in April for an average of 1.642 million Scoville heat units.
La, 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 la.
So for those of us that aren't familiar with it, like, what does that mean? Compare that to
what's
some...
What's a jalapeno?
It's about 3,000.
Jalapenos are 3,000 in the units?
Yeah.
And what's the Reaper?
1.642 million.
You'll be fine, friend.
How are you feeling, Lorraine?
Terrified.
Oh, come on. You love hot sauce.
No, come on. This is going
to be. You just told me it is exponentially more than a jalapeno.
And let me tell you something.
There's Nicole dying behind us.
They're pouring the...
Just smelling it?
Yeah, they
did it.
Oh.
What did you do? Which one?
Purgatory. It's good.
Okay.
Listen, if you make it through the whole thing, I will donate money to your favorite charity.
Oh, my gosh.
He said if you make it through the whole thing, he'll donate money to your favorite charity. That means you can't wimp out.
Okay.
Yes.
But I must say, because some people can't watch it. They don't know what's happening in the studio. They're currently filling up all the spoons, and the smell is in here. You could just smell the hot sauce. It is filling the room.
All right, Lorraine, can you start?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
What are you starting with?
This first one is Maize Craze. It's a blend of yellow peppers, and it contains the Yellow Reaper. It's only about 30%
Okay. Oh, you'll be fine.
I'm shaking. Do I have to do the whole spoon?
Yeah.
How'd that taste?
No. She's just standing there looking.
Now, I heard the Reaper creeps up on you.
Yeah,
so
it does.
Even though I think that's hot and it's already burning, I hear that it gets worse as it goes on.
But isn't that
has a real floral flavor? It's really good. It's great for fishing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Can you move on?
I think so.
We're
only on two guys.
By the way, we are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate, you can actually see Lorraine do this.
Okay, this is Bacon Me Crazy, which is a vegan bacon hot sauce.
Okay.
Oh, perfect for Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, bacon's good.
Bacon is good.
Mm. Oh, I actually enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like
perfect.
That one.
Doesn't that taste great?
It does.
Was that a bit hotter than the last?
I feel like it's already kind of hot, so it might be covering each other up. Yeah.
Producer
but I can
Nicole,
taste the bacon.
Let me ask you, you are over there smelling this stuff. Does it smell spicy? Like, is the smell knocking you out a little bit?
Yeah, it's like, you know how when you smell like a really high, like, alcohol level bourbon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's kind of what this is. Like, it's the good.
Yeah, it's burning my nostrils, and I'm so far away from it.
Mm.
Yeah,
you should try it.
No thanks. You're the hot sauce lover.
All right, I'm on three now. This is what?
This one's called I Dare You Stupid. It was the very first.
Perfect.
Yeah. It was the very first Reaper sauce ever made, and it's about 62% Reaper.
Okay.
62%. So she's past halfway.
Now, to give you an idea, you said you love Frank's hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
That's 1% pepper. Ours start at 55%.
Okay.
Oh, you're already blowing past that, Lorraine.
That was a little vinegary.
Yeah,
I
it's
like
just
that.
Vinegar and pepper. That's
check her
it.
Forehead, Roy. Do you see, is she hot at all?
Oh, yeah, she's very
is
hot.
Is she sweating?
Yeah, she's glistening.
By the way, I wore a sweatshirt today in layers with a tank top under it, and my hair is up because I knew that this was going to be a thing.
Okay, how are you feeling?
Good.
We're now
I'm
60%
shaking.
Closer to the actual hottest one.
Yeah, I'm. How many away am I to the hottest one?
Oh, you've
Six?
Still got seven... This sauces, is... and then we got peppers and oil if you want.
That's no, pretty funny. People no, watching.
That's our I Dare You Stupid salsa made with the Reaper. And it's
this
actually,
one?
Yeah, it's actually really good.
That's smoking yeah. Ed Curry, the inventor of the Carolina Reaper, in the studio with Lorena. She's taking the Carolina Reaper Challenge for World Record Week.
Yes, and it's funny. People in the chat's commenting. They're like, I'm getting heartburn just looking at her doing that.
But it's okay. Not, y'all,
she's powering
understand
through.
Something. She loves hot sauce, so this is not really torture for her in any way. Last time we taped her to a window.
I'm doing better than I thought I was going to do.
Yeah, you've had over 60% Reaper.
We're doing baby steps here.
Yeah. That's good. I need the baby steps to get there. It's burning. My throat is burning now.
Well, you're changing color. You see, the physiological stuff that happens is funny. It's pretty soon, she's going to start. Her nose will run and... The sweat will come out. There'll be some fun stuff
yeah.
happening.
All right, so now what
fun
am I...
Fun stuff! Like a piñata.
But see, if you like hot sauce, capsaicin fills the dopamine receptors in your brain and then releases endorphin and dopamine, so you feel like you're getting a runner's high. So
that's
that
good.
Smile she's got.
I don't know. That look she has right now doesn't look like a runner's
uh-oh.
High.
That was a hot one. What was
uh-oh.
That?
What was that?
That one was called Purgatory.
Okay.
That's the one he did with no issue.
Yeah.
He shot it
well,
and talked.
I've also done the four up until this point, right?
Purgatory is...
Do you need to tap out, Lauren?
No, not at all.
And,
not yet.
And just so our audience...
She's a champ. She's going through.
Yeah, I know. Lauren, by the way, is glistening. Her eyes is watering. She is on her way to the biggest, hottest sauce ever.
No one has ever done this before. The world record would be doing the most flights to get to the Carolina Reaper hottest pepper.
Oh, she's coughing. That was bad.
So at what point, like, if I have to drink something, is that tapping out?
Hey, we're not going to tap you out.
No,
we're not going to tap you out.
I can take a sip
in
of
fact,
something.
Here's
it's
what we're going to do.
It's make it hotter, though.
Mm.
On the radio, we're going to jump.
I take this sip.
Listen, focus.
Okay.
On the radio, we're going to jump to commercial. Ed, we're going to run to commercial. How many more are there before we get to the hottest?
There's four more.
Four more?
And then, if we want, we can open
yes.
the last
we want the big
ad.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do the big one live on the radio, but we'll do the other ones on Facebook Live, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate. Go and watch this on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. When we come back, it will be literally the hottest sauce in the world.
Or she'll be laying on the ground and we're not going to get to it.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen, but it's coming up in 4 minutes.
The hottest sauce in the world is standing by for you, Lauren.
It is World Record Week. Lauren is doing the Carolina Reaper Challenge. She is about to consume the hottest pepper in the world, the hottest hot sauce in the world.
Now, during commercial, Lauren, you are still going.
Yeah.
You were doing a flight here of different hot sauces. When we left you, you were feeling okay. It's been about 5 minutes. How are you feeling now?
I did a couple more, so I'm up to like 9 hot sauces. I mean, I have never experienced this kind of hot. I'm shaking. My mouth is on fire. My ears are ringing.
Ears are ringing.
Yes.
I see that you also have tears in your eyes.
Yes.
Ed, I got to ask you, how many more until we get to the hottest one in the world? Turn his mic on, Manny.
Yeah, okay. Here you go, Ed.
This is the hottest Carolina Reaper sauce there is in a bottle. This is 94% pepper, 6% vinegar.
What she has in her hand.
What she has in her hand.
Okay, this is
and
also...
And if she wants, we can jump to the last ad, which is going to be released this Thursday. By the
oh, we got
I would,
one.
I would be the first person to try it.
Yeah, like NASA has a hand in that one.
I mean, we got
to
try
it. Probably the first person in Charlotte to try it.
Hang on, Lorraine. If you want to watch this, make sure you go to the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. We are live streaming there, thanks to Uptown Cheapskate, if you want to watch this.
My hand's shaking so much, like there's a sauce falling off of the spoon.
And explain to everyone listening, because I notice you freak out when we pause and delay you. Why is that?
Because I'm afraid, like, it starts to get hotter and hotter, and then it creeps back up. Like, I was burping, and, like, I was afraid I won't get to the end if I don't power through them.
Lauren, you don't have to be a hero. I failed at my world record yesterday. Ed, don't laugh at this. Smoking Ed Curry's in here. I did jumping jacks, doing the alphabet while jumping on Legos. And I didn't win. I had to beat 14 seconds. I did 24. So there's no shame in turning away and saying I can't do it.
All right. Well, there's no shame in my game, so I'm gonna at least try this one.
Okay. Here we go.
She's gonna do
the hottest hot sauce in the world as of right now.
Go, Lauren! Come on. Go, Lauren!
She's swallowing it. She swallowed all of it. Oh, her! She has a napkin in her face.
Give me the next one.
Oh, she's gonna go for the next one.
She wants the hottest.
To explain everyone, the next one's not been released. It is the next hottest hot sauce in the world. How much Carolina Reaper is in the next one, Ed?
There isn't Carolina Reaper. It's the next one we're submitting to Guinness for the new world record.
So this isn't even an unheard of pepper that is. Is it hotter than the Carolina Reaper?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So literally, it's not even been documented. It's not known. It will be released soon. But this is hotter than the Carolina Reaper, and Loren's about to consume this live on the radio and live on Facebook.
You go, girl!
Please be next to the dump button.
We got
Please.
You, girl.
All right, all right. Okay. Hold on.
All right.
All right.
Are you ready?
Are we ready? This is unbelievable.
This is so much fun.
The city's on their feet.
All right.
Here she goes.
The spoon is in the mouth.
Go like this. Go like this. Just flip it over.
She did it. Yeah.
Okay, she licked the spoon. There's none of the sauce left. Shh.
And?
It's the first time she speaks this, folks. Look at this.
Holy cow, it's odd.
Isn't it?
Oh my God, she did it, y'all. We have the champion, the new world record holder for the Carolina Reaper.
Oh my God!
Was that way hotter than what you just had?
Yeah.
Now she's eating a banana. Oh. Smoking Ed Curry, the inventor of the Reaper, in the studio. What say you, Ed?
I say Lorenz a champ.
Oh my gosh.
This is amazing.
Wow.
I was telling them out in the hallway, females usually can handle heat much better than men.
Really?
And I had a feeling she was going to make it all the way through. I told them out there.
Wow.
Congratulations,
Lorenz.
Now you really want to go hot?
No, there's something hotter than that.
I'll do it with you.
Okay, hang on. To explain what's happening right now, Ed's holding up a vial. It is a vial. It's not a hot sauce. It's not like in a hot sauce bottle. It's a vial that looks like from a scientific lab.
Loren goes, I don't think I can take anymore. He goes, you can.
He is doing a couple drops on a spoon.
Here. I gave you 3 drops. I took 5.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Now, this is very, very important. Put it in your mouth this way.
Okay, he wants you to put it in your mouth.
On your lips. You got to use your tongue to get it off.
Okay, so don't do it on your lips, on your tongue. And he wants the tongue in the spoon curved part.
Pull me a little piece of that off.
So back in college, I learned how to make medicinal tinctures for,
I got to go.
A tincture of pepper.
Go ahead, friend.
Lorraine taking like a new...
Whoa.
Ed, you beat her.
What was that?
Holy crap, what is that?
It's actually jet fuel.
It's pepper oil.
It's jet fuel.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay, she's right now spitting into a trash can. Mm-hmm.
Just for that, I'm going to see who else I can get to donate for you.
Oh, by the way, that's a good point. Smoking Ed Curry.
I'm going to call out D'Angelo Williams. He needs to donate.
Okay.
I'm going to call out the NASCAR guys.
Okay, yes. We're friends with Ryan Blaney.
I'm calling them out.
Austin Dillon. Smoking Ed Curry is going to donate $250 to a charity of our choice. What charity is your choice, Lorraine?
Of course, Secret Santa, Levine.
Levine Children's Hospital.
Oh, good for you.
We're
going to double that because she went through the oil.
$500.
Wow. Good job, Lorraine.
Let's see who else we can get to donate.
You're shaking. You are crying. You I mean, you can barely stand. Ed, did you consume it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did it.
He's
no
standing
problem.
Like there's no issue.
I might be a professional
it's
at this.
Worse.
It's getting worse. Okay, Lorraine's now on the ground, everyone.
You can watch this on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. If you can safely do it, go to it, and you can see Lorraine's reaction.
Good job. Good job, Lorraine.
Absolutely.
Thank
absolutely. You are the true champion.
Do you want to do the dirty? And she said no.
Yeah, we'll skip the dirty. What's Lorraine like today?
Water.
And bananas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you okay? Talk to us. Talk to us. You're cheering up.
You're a world record holder, friend. Okay, she's bending over on the trash can. You can watch all this more unfold on the Kiss95.1 Facebook page. Of course, get the latest in celebrity dirt and what Lorraine likes. That's all online with the Kiss95.1 app.
My stomach's on fire.
Okay.
All right, well, we're gonna see the aftermath unfold on Facebook Live. We'll be having a camera following Lorraine around, even if she goes to the bathroom.
It's amazing. Ed's going to talk to you off the air. Roy, we are in the room with greatness. Oh. Absolute greatness, Lorraine. You are a true champion, the world record holder for the Carolina Reaper. There she is, Lorraine Marola.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss95.1.
All right, so Lorraine is really in from setting a world record of consuming the hottest hot sauce in the world.
Dude, my stomach hurts so bad.
Okay. Let's talk real quick.
Okay.
Is this way worse than you thought it was going to be?
100%.
100% really? Worse than you thought it was going to be.
Because at one point, when you were like a little over halfway, you were saying how you thought it wasn't. You thought it was going to be worse, and it's not that bad. So
the
you,
oil got me.
The oil is what got you.
The last one?
Yeah, that last sauce got...
The last sauce, too?
Yeah. Because the look on your face with that sauce was... Yeah. That was like the deer in the headlights.
Sorry. I know that's like the most
it's natural.
Unladylike thing, but that's I can't fine. Even hold it in at this point.
Well, you've done something that no one's ever done, so whatever happens now is fine. You're setting the precedent of how people will react forever when they do this challenge.
I wonder if there's any man out there who's willing to step up and do this.
Manny, Roy, either of you?
No, well, the hottest for me is honey barbecue. I can't.
And in all fairness, DJ Shark from Power 98 and V101 came in, and he tried the which one?
The mildest one we brought with us.
And Lorraine down that, no problem. He's crawling up and down the hallway, crying like he's in the desert looking for water.
Yeah. I don't even have my earbuds in right now because my ears are ringing so badly that I feel like I can't. Like, it sounds like somebody has their hands over my ears. I can barely hear y'all.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's an interesting.
Is that normal?
Yeah, that's normal.
Oh, thank God, because I thought Ed was going to like go to WebMD.
No, it's a normal reaction, and also the shaking is normal, and all the flushing, and then going.
So everything she's dealing with, for those people that are wondering, is medically going to come back.
Yeah, there's nothing in a pepper that can actually harm you unless you're allergic to the nightshade family of vegetables. It's just a chemical reaction we perceive as heat. But the endorphin rush you get from eating all those super hots is amazing.
So my mouth is starting to subside, but my stomach hurts so bad.
That'll go away in about a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
When it goes through.
Unless you regurgitate, and then it'll take a little longer.
Oh, really? So you don't want to regurgitate?
I don't recommend it. It's not a pleasant
experience. But if I've made it past this point, like, I'm not going to throw up at this point.
You're
okay.
Fine. Wow. You handled it so much of a champ. I mean,
Oh, make no mistake. I hate both of you, and you're taking me to lunch at some point the next week when my stomach recovers.
You wanted to set the world record. What do we have to do with it?
I know I did. Yeah. And I love hot sauce. But, I mean, it is unlike anything you've ever experienced in your entire life.
What it is Dallas isn't here, so we're getting the deflection blame.
For sure.
Her husband's name is Dallas.
Anyway,
we want to say thank you to Rachel, who works with
Dallas
Ed.
In advance for what's going to happen this evening.
He's out of town for the next 2 days.
Oh, okay.
He's in good shape.
But Rachel listens to the MRL show and connected us with Ed a couple weeks back after I brought in deer in headlights from the stand over by the peach in Gaffney, and you laughed, and she laughed at that.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, even I tried that. That was nothing.
Yeah, that is a very hot sauce. Yeah.
Burn my lips.
Actually, Rachel and Heidi and Killer and Jared, all the guys, everybody at the shop listens to the radio.
Oh, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys so
we
much.
Love you guys.
And thanks,
and thank
Ed.
You for coming in and setting this all up. That was
really great of you.
Yeah, well, anytime you need me to do anything, I'm willing to help. We might or might not have a new spicy challenge coming out in just a couple weeks.
Oh, that's great. Cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Like,
cool.
We had that one chip challenge, and then we had, you know, the that peanut challenge. There's
yeah.
new one coming out in a couple weeks. Maybe we can do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, maybe not.
If my stomach's recovered by then.
Yeah.
Ed, real quick, people want to get a hold of you or get these awesome sauces if you they like hot sauce. Where can they go to find out more info on the Carolina Reaper?
www.puckerpeppercompany.com, or they can go down to the store in Fort Mill on Main Street.
Okay. We were there the other day. We were at Hobo's.
Yeah,
we had
Hobo's
a drink over
is
there.
Awesome. So is the local dish.
Sarah on Facebook Live says, Loren, you're a beast. You're going to hate it tomorrow. I listen to you guys every morning from Blacksburg. Somebody says, I'd rather give birth again than do this challenge.
Sabrina says, you're killing my work productivity.
Yeah. This is going to be a lot of fun in about an hour.
So am I going to be even worse pain?
Maybe.
No, and then just
no,
so
I'm teasing you. You'll be fine in a half hour.
Okay.
Ed's like, I'll be on the road. Here's my number. Call me if you need me.
Get out of here. I only got 15 minutes in the meter.
All right. Well, thank you, Ed Curry, Smoking Ed Curry, and the Carolina Reaper. And Loren, if you're just joining us, she's the world record holder doing the most flight, doing a flight of the most hot sauce that includes the Carolina Reaper. There you go. World record holder, Loren. Look at you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks again for having me, guys.
No problem.
An honor and a privilege.
Head over to Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. We'll be over there. I know a lot of people have some questions for Ed, and he'll stick around for a minute. And it's all brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand, whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
If you're just joining the MRL Morning Show, right at 8 o'clock, Loren did the hottest pepper in the world challenge, the Carolina Reaper challenge, where she tried nothing but different types of Carolina Reapers and hot sauces, got to the hottest sauce in the world, and she tried Carolina Reaper oil, and then on top of that, a pepper that has not been yet labeled and discovered. It is hotter than the Carolina Reaper.
That was Loren, everybody.
I'm so sorry.
It's hotter than the Carolina Reaper. It's being submitted for review. She even tried that.
And did it.
If she's on the floor, burping, and clearly handling it like a champ.
So to paint the picture for you, she's on her knees, and her elbows are on her chair, kind of like you kneel before you go to bed and you say your prayers.
Right.
Yeah,
that's how you're sitting.
I've done that before I took it.
Okay. How are you feeling? There's the infectious laugh that I love so much. Are you any better?
So my mouth is better, my lips are better, but my stomach is on fire.
Yeah. It's finally slowly
burning?
Yes. It's like debilitating, which is why I'm on the floor.
Like cramps?
Yeah.
And it's causing gas because you're burping.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pepper gas is the worst.
Like, because you feel it burn coming out.
Now, a lot of people are sending us messages, text messages and stuff saying take milk. But Ed, the inventor, Ed Curry, who was in here with the Carolina Reaper, who, by the way, Loren, you blew him away. Will you please burp on microphone if you're going
to
burp?
It's okay to burp.
No, it's so not
ladylike. Today is the day. Doesn't matter. There's nothing ladylike about doing a flight of hot sauce either.
And by the way, you've done something that no one else has done in the world. You literally set a world record, so no one has experienced the pain that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that while you're in the hallway in tears, our boss came up to you.
Quagmire. Yeah.
Asking me about his outfit. I'm like, John, Quagmire, I don't care about your outfit right now. I love you, but maybe another time, okay?
Because Quagmire now has gone from being the boss of the MRL show and Kiss and K to being the operations manager of the entire cluster of radio stations here. So he listens to everybody now, not listening to the MRL show this morning as we were breaking a world record, like Roy said. Never been done on the radio before.
Never been done in the radio. Never been done. Humans have never done this before. Loren's the first, and he missed it.
He literally walked up to me and said, what's wrong with you? I was like, oh my gosh. Where's that oil? I'm going to go put that in his coffee.
Right. But Quagmire wanted to check in on Power 98 this morning, make sure the roll call was going off. On time.
What a jerk.
And then... See, I'm glad I went first. I really am, because there's no topping what Loren did.
I know.
So I failed yesterday doing jumping jacks on Legos. I lost again to a 10-year-old in Canada. He was said the alphabet doing jumping jacks on the Legos in 14 seconds. I did mine in 24.
I just got a text from one of my friends that says you're a tough broad.
Yes, she is. Is that your CrossFit friend? There you go. So anyway, point being, tomorrow and Friday, two more world records to break. Roy, tell us about yours as Loren lays on the floor in pain.
I don't want to tell mine. It sounds so stupid compared to what she just did. I don't want to change mine.
See? Don't you mind? Yeah. That's why I said I'm glad I went first.
I'm so sorry.
She can't control it. It's okay. It's okay. You're dealing with no one's ever dealt with what you've dealt with, friend. So it's okay for you to react however you want to. But I'm tomorrow.
What's your big stunt?
I'm gonna blow up a balloon with my nose. It sounds so stupid compared to what she's going through.
People have blown up balloons with their noses in like 8 to 10 seconds, the world record. Now, they blow it up till it pops. Do you want to try that? That's a lot of...
I don't even know if I could do that. I'll try it. I mean...
Okay.
I'm out of all liquid, by the way.
Oh. What do you need? Hey, Aaron, hold on. What do you
anything.
Need?
Anything.
Water?
No, I think like something soda-y, he said.
Orange juice. Okay.
Well, don't let him pay. We don't pay him enough. Here, hold on.
I can't move. If somebody can hand me a wallet, that'd be great.
Are you going to give him a card?
Okay.
Yeah, let's get you some orange juice. We got that in the fruit.
There's two types of kind of orange juice. Get the less expensive.
Oh, come on, man.
We have two types of orange juice?
You can be cheap on me now?
We have Tropicana, and we have Acme. Get the Acme kind. Yeah,
the one that no one's ever heard.
Right, how are you feeling?
Oh, no, Loren's now good. Both knees on the floor, holding her stomach with her eyes shut.
Worse than pregnancy pains?
No, I had an epidural for that.
Yeah. So does
this
that
is
mean
harder.
This is harder.
Yeah.
Have you heard from your mom? Is she listening this morning? Escaping the hurricane, heading up here.
I think my brother and my mom are listening, and I hope they're proud.
Look, Mom, it's showbiz.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we send our associate producer to get Loren orange juice, and she has orange pineapple juice. Use the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I was using my other microphone. I don't care what it is. As long as it's cold and it's citrusy and it'll help the pain that I'm in.
Is it working?
I think so. But the problem is, Roy, is that it feels like it's going away.
Uh-huh.
And then it literally creeps back up on you.
Really?
Yeah. Like a cramp.
Yeah. It's a cramp.
Like a labor cramp almost, I bet.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm. And if you're just joining the show, at 8 o'clock, an hour ago at this point, Loren did the Carolina Reaper Challenge where she tried a series of hot sauce, getting to the hottest sauce in the world. And she downed the whole flight. There's something, by the way, that someone's never, ever, ever done. And Loren also tried the pepper that has yet to been publicly released, been yet to be publicly identified.
She was just the first one to try it.
Just to try it, and it's hotter than the Carolina Reaper.
Thank you for the rap horn.
You're welcome.
She, by the way, her microphone sounds weird because she's on a handheld laying on the floor in pain. And go ahead. What were you going to say?
My mouth is okay now. My lips are okay. But I'm literally in debilitating, like, crippled over stomach pain currently.
Yeah, you know you've been a bit gassy.
Yeah, I've been burping. I'm sorry. It's disgusting.
The MRL show, we have interns, and we have the internship program here is very successful. We have smart interns that come through and go on to get jobs in the real world at radio and TV stations. And intern Colton is in here with intern Jeffrey. Intern Colton came running, and he's like, I've got to try it. But intern Colton, look at... Come on, bro. You're in college. You know. Look at her.
Oh, man. You don't want to do this.
You still want to do it?
Yeah, because I've eaten ridiculously spicy stuff my whole life to put me out like that. Like, I've had stuff where there's you don't. I like the enjoyment of the challenge. I don't.
What?
I do too. Like, I order Thai hot, like, make it so spicy you think I can't eat it kind of thing. And this is a whole nother level.
I just want to do it because I want to have that label where I can say I did it.
Well, Loren's got that label now. And by the way, if you did it and you match Loren, she's going to punch you. She did this for to be the champ of the MR host show. The
last thing step on my dress, Colton.
The last thing she needs is some snot-nosed intern coming in.
Beating her record.
And beating her record. How about intern Jeffrey? You're into the heat or no? Are you more like Team Roy and Team Maney?
Well, first of all, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I think you have an iron stomach and you did a fantastic job. However, I'm not so brave. Yeah. I don't have an iron stomach. So no, not so much. Mm-hmm. This kid, he's chomping at the bit.
What's he saying in the office back there?
Oh, he's just looking at all the bottles left over from the, would you call it a contest, I guess?
It's a flight, challenge. Like a challenge.
Challenge. Looking at the bottles from the challenge and deciding which ones he's going to eat later.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
but he can't do any of it here because we have strict rules.
Yes.
Right, he's a liability.
Right. I think we're responsible for your well-being here.
Yeah, I think if Loren throws up, it's okay. But if an intern does, we can get in trouble.
Yeah.
So, how good is your insurance policy?
Not
right?
great.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
No, in fact, we don't even have insurance. So we just do it.
Okay, well,
we just
don't,
pray.
Don't let him eat it then. This is bad.
All right, Jeffrey. There he is. Jeffrey and intern Colton. You could take some with you. Talk to Loren, though, because she wants some of that.
And I will say this, Colton. I could have, like, the sauces were all very good. The last two got me, and then the oil was the kicker. The oil is what is the most potent, which I feel like is what's turning my stomach.
You sure that's you didn't feel that before on the last one?
The last two were definitely really hot. But
the oil is the worst.
And I'm sure that doing 10 of them up till that point is not helping my cause either.
By the way, we've had these hot sauces out of here for quite some time. The room still smells like a big hot sauce.
I think that's her.
Oh, burping up?
Yeah. I think when Lorraine sweats and burps, it stinks up the room. But
well, listen, Colton, if you're going to do the oil and the hot sauces, film it.
Get off the property and film it. All right, there's our interns. Lorraine, we'll check in with you again coming up in 10 minutes on the MRL show.
Is Roy and producer Nicole. What happened last night, Nicole?
Oh, man. So we've been talking about it for the past week. The Essex Bar and Bistro, the High West whiskey dinner that they had. I was able to go to it last night, and I was blown away. I'm not much of a whiskey drinker. I was more so there for the food.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Amazing?
Yeah. So, yeah.
The wrench burping in the background from the Hot Sauce Challenge.
So we were talking about how they had a 5-course meal, right? And like a lot of people, I know myself included, thought that it was going to be very small plates for each entree. No. Each course
good portions.
Great portions.
Yeah.
Amazing food. I mean, honestly, that was one of the best foods that I've had.
It sounds amazing. They're going to do it again. This time, though, it is a wine dinner, okay? So wine down with Essex Bar and Bistro's Oren Swift Wine Dinner, Tuesday, October 23rd, starting at 7 o'clock. Now, this one, you had, what, 4 courses or 5?
We had 5 courses.
This is a 6-course meal with something called an intermezzo, which I didn't know that existed.
That's cool. Yeah,
and dinners, but that's a thing. Get your tickets now, essexnc.com.